Someday, when I have a better desk than a meat tin, and more helpful tools than a worn stub of pencil and a last tattered notebook, I will write some fuller account of the Akala Indians, of our life amongst them, and of the glimpses which we had of the strange conditions of wondrous Maple White Land. Memory, at least, will never fail me, for so long as the breath of life is in me, every hour and every action of that period will stand out as hard and clear as do the first strange happenings of our childhood. No new impressions could efface those which are so deeply cut. When the time comes, I will describe that wondrous moonlit night upon the Great Lake, when a young ichthyosaurus, a strange creature, half seal, half fish to look at, with bone-covered eyes on each side of his snout, and a third eye fixed upon the top of his head, was entangled in an Indian net, and nearly upset our canoe before we towed it ashore. The same night that a green water snake shot out from the rushes and carried off in its coils the steersman of Challenger's canoe. I will tell, too, of the great nocturnal white thing. To this day we do not know whether it was beast or reptile, which lived in a vile swamp to the east of the lake, and flitted about with a faint phosphorescent glimmer in the darkness. The Indians were so terrified at it that they would not go near the place, and though we twice made expeditions and saw it each time, we could not make our way through the deep marsh in which it lived. I can only say that it seemed to be larger than a cow and had the strangest musky odor. I will tell also of the huge bird which chased Challenger to the shelter of the rocks one day, a great running bird, far taller than an ostrich, with a vulture-like neck and cruel head which made it a walking death. As Challenger climbed to safety, one dart of that savage curving beak shore off the heel of his boot, as if it had been cut with a chisel. This time, at least, modern weapons prevailed, and the great creature, 12 feet from head to foot, Phororhacus its name, according to our panting but exultant professor, went down before Lord Roxton's rifle in a flurry of waving feathers and kicking limbs, with 2 remorseless yellow eyes glaring up from the midst of it. May I live to see that flattened, vicious skull in its own niche amid the trophies of the Albany. Finally, I will assuredly give some account of the Toxodon, the giant 10-foot guinea pig with projecting chisel teeth, which we killed as it drank in the gray of the morning by the side of the lake.